Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli claims government is effortful to save lives of people. Supreme Court orders to hear all writs against dissolution of House of Representatives in its constitutional bench. Health Ministry reports 7,226 corona recoveries and 6,939 cases of new infections in the past 24 hours. Finance Ministry insures 410 million rupees for 41 hospitals to fight against COVID-19. And US President Joe Biden orders US intelligence to furnish a new report on origin of coronavirus within 90 days. Now, the news in detail. The Supreme Court has decided to conduct hearing into all writs against the dissolution of House of Representatives in the Constitutional Bench. The single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jang Bahadur Rana ordered the 19 writs that were brought for hearing in the regular bench would be sent to the constitutional bench. With this order, hearing into all 30 writs against the House of Representatives' dissolution would take place in the constitutional bench on Friday. 146 members of the dissolved House of Representatives and 26 other writs petitioners are for the reinstatement of the House of Representatives. Four other writs have also been filed calling reappointment of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli as the Prime Minister. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government is effortful to protect the lives of people in the critical hour of COVID-19 outbreak. Addressing the 22nd Establishment Day function of the National Human Rights Commission virtually today, Prime Minister Oli argued that the government is continuously effortful to control the pandemic and save people. He added that the government's effort alone made it possible to vaccinate people despite the fact that Nepal has not produced any vaccines against COVID-19. He added that the government was always alert to create a free and fairless environment to National Human Rights Commission in the areas of safeguarding the human rights. Prime Minister Oli said the government was paying attention to control the organized crimes and ensure social justice and a dignified life to the citizens. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 7,226 recoveries from the coronavirus infection in the past 24 hours. Likewise, the ministry has reported 6,939 new infection cases in the same period. Now, Nepal has 116,400 active cases of corona infection out of more than 542,000 total cases. Likewise, the ministry has recorded 106 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's total corona-related death toll to 6,951. A week-long strict prohibitory order announced in the Kathmandu Valley is coming into effect from this midnight. Kathmandu District Chief District Officer Kali Prasad Rizal said during this prohibitory order, the groceries would also remain shut from the 28th of May to 3rd of June. Considering the possible problems people might face, the District Administration Office has made arrangement for general public to purchase food items from the Food Management and Trading Company Limited and the Sal Trading Corporation Limited. To get the food item delivered to home, the customers should place the order by phone, dialing the numbers provided in the website of the Kathmandu District Administration Office for the same. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has urged the government to concentrate all its efforts on controlling COVID-19 pandemic. Issuing a press statement today, Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba urged the government to remain focused on controlling pandemic. He also criticized the government of not being serious about implementing the suggestions furnished by the party earlier. On the 20th of May, Nepali Congress had submitted 15-point suggestion to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli regarding controlling corona pandemic. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, kesa khabar kaha chhu?
Mero sab thik chha yaar, office ma chhu. Ani ghar tayar bhayo timro?
Ah, ghar ta tayar bhayo yaar. Aba ghar ma internet, television line, ani telephone number pani linu thiyo. Aba timi nai chhau yaar Nepal ma paine suvidha ko barema jankar bhayeko. Ma ta 15 barsha bhayo yaar desh bata tada bhayeko. Suggest gara na yaar, kun ramro hola?
A, internet, television line ra telephone seva ka lagi ho bhane aankha chimle ra Nepal Telecom ko fiber to the home FTTH seva li halo. Timlai chahiyeko sabai suvidha Nepal Telecom ma pauchau. Dhukka bhayera lira huncha.
La जब भए छ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएपछि थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज द मिनिस्ट्री अफ फाइनान्स हैज इन्श्योर्ड रिसोर्सेज फर म्यानेजिङ पेडियाट्रिक आईसीयू एन्ड आईसीयू भेन्टिलेटर्स फर ट्रीटिङ सीरियस कोविड-19 इलनेस इन चिल्ड्रन The Finance Ministry has assured availability of 410 million rupees for 41 hospitals across the country. The Finance Ministry has been ensuring budget for corona prevention and treatment as per the demand of the Health Ministry. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has received an Election Commission's report, including a report on the recently held National Assembly election results today. Joint spokesperson of the Commission, Election Commission Komal Dhamala, said the report includes all details of the by-election process, including the election result. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has expressed the belief that the Supreme Court would give justice on the writ petition filed by majority members of the Parliament for protection of the Constitution and democracy. Addressing a virtual session organized on the 31st anniversary of Nepal Press Union's establishment today, he also assured of organizing party's general convention on the slated time. Similarly, Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel stressed on the need of unity among all to save people and constitution at this hour. Brigadier General Dinesh KC has died of COVID-19 today. The Directorate of Public Relations and Information of the Nepali Army said Brigadier KC died at Birendra Military Hospital in Chauni. Brigadier Commander of Army No. 13 Brigade Office, KC had recently completed the National Defense Course in Bangladesh. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered intelligence officials to redouble efforts to investigate the origins of COVID-19, including the theory that it came from a lab in China. He said the U.S. intelligence community was split on whether it came from a lab accident or emerged from human contact with an infected animal. President Biden asked the group to report back to him within 90 days. Meanwhile, China has denounced U.S. efforts to further investigate whether COVID-19 came from a Chinese lab. China's foreign ministry accused the U.S. of political manipulation and blame shifting. It has rejected any link between COVID-19 and a virus research lab in Chinese city of Wuhan. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. The department has forecast the chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli claims government is effortful to save lives of people. Supreme Court orders to hear all writs against dissolution of House of Representatives in its constitutional bench. Health Ministry reports 7,226 corona recoveries and 6,939 cases of new infection in last 24 hours. Finance Ministry ensures 410 million rupees for 41 hospitals to fight against COVID-19, and US President Joe Biden orders US intelligence to furnish a new report on origin of coronavirus within 90 days. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.